guten Tag. We is partying on CJSF 90.1. Super fantastic fun, yeah. My favorite radio station in Burnaby, yeah. It's true, yeah, yeah. Catch us with internet. CJSF.ca. Huh, huh, huh.
Here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing, crazy remakes and kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And hello, dear listener. Welcome once again to our van here. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week here on Cheese Please.
Sometimes with a dose of absurd.
Absurd?
That's yes.
Oh.
I like that word.
Is that a new word we're
That's
using?
That's a new word we can use.
And how do you say that again?
Absurd.
Absurd. Not absurd?
No, absurd.
Or observed?
No, observed means that you're watching us.
Oh, you can't watch us. We're on the radio.
Exactly.
So it's absurd. There's a word for you, folks. Use that in a sentence on the upcoming week.
And yes, you can just say, I was listening to Snarf Dude and Daffodil, and they were completely absurd.
Yes, well, nothing like suggesting what you could tell your friends, Daffodil.
Of course.
Or the listener would tell their friends, but...
Of course.
You get the idea. Anyway, on the show this week, we have basically a patriotic tribute in an album called The Spirit of 76. America was, 200 years old in 1976, and that's when this album came out. And it's a little over the top, just put it politely. Also on the show this week, we have a celebrity slip up with Peter Griffin's mother from Family Guy. Yeah, she recorded...
That's interesting.
She recorded an album back in the 60s. She's a well-known comedian, but ultimately a lot of people know her as Peter Griffin's mother from the Family Guy. But we're starting off with the Waikikis. We're going to Hawaii, Daffodil.
Oh, I like Hawaii. It's warm there.
The carnival event is coming up shortly, but we're starting off with Hawaii Tattoo from the Waikikis on...
Cheese, Please!
We'll be right back.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you.
With the Wacky Keys and Carnival of Venice. And before that, they had Hawaii Tattoo. It just gets me in the mood to see Don Holmes stroll across my screen here on the computer. And he wants to sing Aloha Oi or maybe Tiny Bubbles, but we're playing the Wacky Keys. That's all I get to say. When I think Hawaii, I think Don Ho.
True.
Right?
True.
Right. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are definitely listening to Cheese Please.
The Wacky, Warped, and Weird every week. As we move on to an album we found in a thrift store, it's called Paul Johnson's Spirit of 76. And I did pretty much everything I could think of online to try to find something about this. And I had no luck whatsoever. However, I did not know there was a Paul Johnson Pencil Sharpening Museum in Logan, Ohio, with over 3,000 pencil sharpeners. So if you're in the area, hey, we may stir the van around there at some point. Check out the Pencil Sharpening Museum. That's one thing I found. But you had something else you found as well.
I know. I was so excited when you said we were playing the Spirit of 76 soundtrack.
Because right?
I thought it was from the 1990 movie.
Oh.
The star David Cassidy.
Oh.
It's so awful.
Oh.
That movie, I thought for sure the soundtrack had to be what we were playing, because it has Grand Funk and Bachman Turner Overdrive and the Bay City Rollers and the Van McCoys and Walter Murphy and Carl Douglas is like the best of.
Yeah.
But this is not what we're playing.
No, this is not what we're playing. We're playing something we found in a thrift store that sounds more like a musical of original songs than anything else.
Well, considering that, you know, one of the songs is by the cast, that implies that it was a stage performance or something.
Yes.
Nothing on the internet exists about nothing.
Except you could buy an album for $1.98 somewhere. But that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's pretty much in the bargain bin everywhere you go if there's a copy of it around.
Yes. So we're going to hear Get Hip to the Truth. We're going to get real 70s hip a little later on with Dan Robbins and the Spirit of 76 cast. Shortly, you'll hear It Takes a Little Courage, Dan Robbins again with Carol Carmichael and Jim Haas and the Spirit of 76 cast. But to start it off, we have the Spirit of 76 cast with America USA right here on...
It's Cheese Please presenting something I didn't want to listen to.
These kids are doing it. Those kids are doing it. And now they're asking you to do it. You have to make a choice. What do you say?
What do you think we should do, Tommy?
Gee, Mom and Dad have taught us.
Wonder how our forefathers built this land. They must have worked together and lent each other a helping hand. Maybe we could learn a thing or two from what they've done. Pick up some ideas from the victories that they've won.
For it takes a little courage and a whole lot of love from your brothers and your sisters and some guidance from above to create a brand new nation where democracy is king. So that freedom is ours.
His fame will not be lost. When his horse took off, the British all got double-crossed. Boston was a stuffy town, but as I think upon their tea parties back then, sure knew how to get it on.
For it takes a little courage and a whole lot of love from your brothers and your sisters and some guidance from above to create a brand new nation where democracy is king. So that freedom is our own.
For the best, many of them took a chance and struck out for the West. If each one had not been willing to look like a fool, we'd still live on Plymouth Rock, and that would not be cool.
For it takes a little courage and a whole lot of love from your brothers and your sisters and some guidance from above to create a brand new nation where democracy is king, so that freedom is ours.
Good old patriots like General George. He and others like him stuck it out at Valley Forge. Where would we all be right now if they had not dissented? We'd be taking orders from the English Parliament.
For it takes a little courage and a whole lot of love from your brothers and your sisters and some guidance from above to create a brand new nation.
Please, with the Spirit of 76 cast, as well as Dan Robbins, Carol Carmichael, and Jim Haas, and It Takes a Little Courage. I know, we're profiling this album we found at a thrift store, the Spirit of 76, Paul Johnson's Spirit of 76.
And we're literally heartbroken that we can't tell you a single darn thing about it.
Well, I can tell you something, Daffodil. A mix between 70s variety show and Schoolhouse Rock.
A little bit, yeah.
Somewhere in between those two, you know. It was 1776 the country was formed. This was the 200th anniversary, and it was a big deal. They're very patriotic, so stuff like this is bound to come out somewhere.
And you know, you said Schoolhouse Rock and whatever that other thing you said was. I was
70s
also getting,
variety show.
Yeah, I was actually getting kind of a Brady Bunch vibe. Or a Partridge Family vibe.
Well, there was the Brady Bunch Variety Hour about that time.
It just...
A lot of people would like to forget about.
Yeah, it's just so strange.
Yeah. Well, we're going to play one more here. This time around, Dan Robbins with the Spirit of 76 cast. And get hip to the truth.
Oh, they're trying to be cool now.
Oh, yeah. Right here on...
Jeez, Please.
Don't give me that stuff. Things aren't getting better. Your Liberty Bell's cracked, and you might as well get hip to the truth.
Ah! tired of all this ramble. All your phony dreams deserve reproof. Sure, it might be hard for some to handle, but it's about time we all get hip to the truth. Whoa. Instead of better. Now don't you think it's time we all confess? And if I write my congressman a letter, well, he'll just shine it on like all the rest. Everybody's freaked out in a plastic routine, yeah. Well, that threatened, just take away the comfort and you'll see. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Take away that comfort and you'll see. Ah, take away that comfort and you'll see.
Ow! Keys, please. Dan.
That was a little over the top.
There's no such thing as Overkill Robbins there. Dan Overkill Robbins. And the Spirit of 76 cast with Get Hip to the Truth. I have this mental picture of crawling down the streets, Cadillac, curb feelers, just crawling, just really grooving down the street. I just, that's what's in my head. He's just really getting hip to the truth, all right. Ending off our profile on the album, we have no idea what it's about other than the Spirit of 76, obviously. Paul
yes.
Johnson's Spirit of 76 album profile here on the show this week. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and now we're going to move on.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
Yeah, Peter Griffin's mother here on the show this week.
Well, not just Peter Griffin's mother.
Oh, no. Phyllis Diller's been known for many things over many decades.
I mean, even just in terms of cartoons, she did Robot Chicken, she did Family Guy, she did Wait Till Your Father Gets Home, she did Captain Planet.
Wow.
She did Cow and Chicken, she did Hey Arnold.
Wow.
The Powerpuff Girls, Animaniacs, Jimmy Neutron,
ooh.
The Wild Thornberrys, and King of the Hill.
I don't know what to say other than, ooh, ow, like...
And also a whole bunch of movies. As like, voiceover.
Like what?
The new Scooby-Doo movies. She was the queen in A Bug's Life. She was in The Nutcracker Prince, Happily Ever After, and Casper Scare School.
I just know her as a comic, and she turned up on a lot of TV shows like The Tonight Show, a lot of the late night shows over the decades, but I didn't know she was into cartoons that much.
She was even a judge on the very first episode of The Gong Show.
Oh, that seems appropriate after you hear this song. That's all I get to say.
And even more interesting, did you know, ignoring the fact that, you know, the song that we're about to play is not fantastic.
Yes.
She studied the piano for years and was an accomplished player.
Wow.
She could have gone for a professional career in music.
So she's got some real chops, even though she didn't play it for him.
Yeah, she appeared as a piano soloist with a symphony orchestra across the country under the stage name of Dame Ilya Dilya.
Ah, okay. Well, we've talked enough about Phyllis Diller, so let's just play one of her cuts. The Curse of the Aching Heart. It's a medley. The Curse of the Aching Heart and A Bird in a Gilded Cage.
A Bird in a Gilded Cage.
Thank you. My tongue stuck. What can I say? Right here on...
It's Cheese Please presenting Phyllis Diller.
You made me think you cared for me, and I believe.
I gambled in the game of love. I played my heart and lost. I'm now a wreck upon life. See, alone I pay the cost. You made me what
seems to be too sad when you think of her wasted life, for you cannot make with age,
and my beauty was sold for an old.
With Phyllis Diller and The Curse of the Aching Heart and A Bird in a Gilded Cage on her album. She also covered, and we played previously, Satisfaction, as known by the Rolling Stones.
Yes, that was interesting as well.
Yes, and you have one interesting pick to end off our profile.
I do. After hearing that the chair that Archie Bunker sat in was donated to the Smithsonian, she opened her doors to the National Museum of American History and offered them anything they wanted.
Yeah.
Her most iconic costume pieces, her gag file.
Because she was a very iconic person.
Yep. And in 2011, they started displaying her gag file and some objects that became synonymous with her persona. A wig, wrist-length gloves, cloth-covered ankle boots, and her cigarette holder.
Awesome. And she was well-known on television in that for that, the smoking the cigarette over the years.
That is true.
Yes. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and once again, we have reached the end of another edition of Cheese Please.
Now, depending on how you look at it, about now, you can probably take the earplugs out of your ears and listen to the radio right now.
Yes, because the tornado on the radio is almost over.
We're pretty much over, but, you know, if you actually like our show, that's good, good. I'm glad you didn't put earplugs in your ears. It's very reassuring to know that.
It is. We appreciate all of our fans.
Well, we can always hope.
And also all of our critics.
We can always hope. I don't know. That's what I think. Any comments, Daffodil?
Yes, do your thing.
Oh, yes. I get so distracted with that. Okay, here we go. Get my head under there, right?
You're going to lose a finger one of these days.
Yeah, I'm not brave enough to put my head down there. We're ending off the show this week with Ross McManus and the Joe Loss Blue Beats with I'm the Greatest. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Didn't I tell you I could do it? I told everyone I could do it. Nobody didn't believe me, but now they're gonna admit it. I'm the greatest loving man that ever was, baby. I'm gonna tell you something. Everybody's gonna admit it to me now.
I'm the greatest.
weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude